Now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's presented by Union State Bank. I'm Brandon Tabman, Chargers football coach Bo Gadwood joining us here for a few minutes. We always appreciate the time each and every week. And, you know, Coach, we've been talking for, you know, of course, all season now. And you win that first game against Valley Falls and then the schedule tightens up. And, you know, you see teams like Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North and Riverside, teams with 5-6 wins each respectively. And, you know, you see Centralia as well. And then last week you get a winnable game on the road at Moorhill Mounts Academy. Pretty much, and it was, a must-win game, keeping yourselves alive in the playoffs. And, boy, fantastic game. You guys do it on the road, 20-19. Just take us back to it and kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from it.
Oh, I thought our kids came out and played well. First half, I mean, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. And, you know, we went in the half, 19-6, down 19-6, and had to get regrouped a little bit, you know, tighten up some things, you know, coach them up on a couple key points. And kids came out and showed a lot of character. Just a lot of character and hard-nosed, tough, intelligent football in the second half. And they did it. The boys freaking did it, man, and I'm so proud of them for it.
What would you say was maybe the biggest difference or the biggest key factor in that game that allowed you guys to pull it out?
I think it was just our intelligence and being able to execute at a high level and just honestly out-physicaling them. We played a more physical game than they did, and it's what put us over the top on them.
And we've talked all year about your offensive line and your running backs, and certainly you've had some success in the run game, and your boy Dalton Eosi had another big night.
Dalton sure did. I think, 42 carries, 233 yards. That is a workhorse. But obviously that can't be done without our O-line stepping up and executing at a high level on the O-line. So I all hats off to them. They played a great game.
And then talk about the defense as well. What'd you like about that side of the ball?
It took that first half, took us a while to adjust to their speed and kind of their scheme they were doing that night. And then coming out of halftime, we made some adjustments at halftime, and boys came out and executed. They played tough. We weren't tackling very well in the first half, so I challenged them, just to be better tacklers. Just, you know, take pride in, doing the little things and executing our tackling a lot better, and they did. So hats off to them again. They just stepped up and they answered the call.
Horton football coach Bo Gadwood here. A few more minutes with him. They got a game this week. Final game of the regular season. They're at home against Donovan West on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a quick break here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Horton football coach Bo Gadwood. It's presented by Union State Bank. Always appreciate the time each and every week. A must-win game last week, and Chargers able to get it done over Moorhill Mounts Academy, and now back at home here to close out the regular season against Donovan West. Horton still an opportunity to make the postseason here. So, Coach, certainly a lot to play for here on Friday night.
A lot to play for. Not only is it our senior night, obviously, but it's an opportunity to go to the playoffs, and that's a big deal. So the boys got a lot on the table here, but I think they'll be up to the challenge this Friday night. Donovan West, they pose a great challenge. They got some good athletes on the field, and they're a team that, as you watch them on film, you can see that they have made improvements and got better each week. And, you know, they run a tough offense. You got to guard against everything, all their backs, and you got to make sure you're covered in the pass game. So it's going to be a tough challenge, but I'm hoping our boys can rise to the challenge.
And again, it's tough, you know, for a team like Donovan West. I mean, last year they were in 8-man, and then they've had to adjust coming back to the 11-man ranks. I can't imagine that being an easy challenge.
I can't either. That'd be a tough one for me too, just to wrap my mind around it. You know, as coaches, we sit here and we try to game plan and all that, and sometimes we probably think a little too much on it, and we get too much into it, and to go back from 8 to 11, yeah, I feel for them, but they've done a great job. I'm impressed with their coaches have done with them and how they improved every week.
You mentioned they have some athletes, and they got some really good athletes, some state track caliber athletes. The Kelby Windmeyer kid is a state caliber track athlete, and so it seems like they want to get those guys in space, and obviously I would think tackling is going to be a big emphasis this week.
Yes, it was. We have doubled our tackling drills the last couple of days just to shore it up, especially our, open field tackling drills and stuff like that. That Windmeyer kid, he's fast. He gets a gap. He's a goner. So we got to know where he's at and, just cover all our bases with him.
Finally, Coach, just give us kind of the expectations, a few keys, and maybe the ultimate deciding factor in this game against Donovan West.
Key factors is obviously we got to We got to stop their run game. We got to make them do things they don't want to do. And then for us, offensively, we got to control the line of scrimmage. We have got to own it up front. We have to set the tone of the physical play that we want to play and just take it right at them.
There it is. Horton football coach Bo Gadwood. Chargers, of course, the big win last week against Morehill Mounts Academy. Still an opportunity for the Chargers to get themselves into the postseason. They need to obviously get a win here against Donovan West to put themselves in a good position. But Horton and Donovan West here on Friday nights. And Coach Gadwood, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.